Today's Cotton Newsline is one cut. It features Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Up until late last week, there's a lot of optimism about there potentially being an agreement announced. However, coming out of meetings last week in China, reports are that the Chinese started to walk back on various commitments that had already been made, thus prompting President Trump to issue a call to increase the tariffs further against China. Against this backdrop, last week, the National Cotton Council worked with Congressman Arrington on the House Ways and Means Committee, along with 8 of his colleagues on that committee that represent cotton and textile producing districts, to send a letter to the president and others in the administration highlighting the critical importance of trying to get an agreement in place with China that would lead to the removal of the retaliatory tariffs that are currently being applied on U.S. cotton and cotton yarn exports to China, and to also try to ensure significant purchase commitments of U.S. cotton and cotton products as part of any final agreement with China. So while we've been very hopeful and optimistic that this agreement was coming into focus, that perspective now has certainly changed given recent events, but we are remaining hopeful that the discussions that will be taking place in Washington could possibly lead to some additional breakthroughs that could still hopefully see a resolution to this trade dispute in the coming weeks so that we could get back to an improved trading relationship with China, which is critically important to the U.S. cotton and textile sector.